Welcome to My Father's House Podcast, episode 464, Healing Spirit, Soul, and Body. Pastor Sarah Velasquez delivered this message on Sunday, March 22nd, 2026, in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Praise God! Today's Healing Sunday!
Woo! Hallelujah!
Hallelujah. It's good. I have an important message to share with us today. I just feel like this is so key for us as believers, as the body of Christ, to understand this message. It's called Healing, Spirit, Soul, and Body. But before I do that, the Holy Spirit has been, nudging me, I guess you could say, during worship, that perhaps there is somebody in pain right now that we need to take care of that, because this is an important message, and I want you to be able to listen and receive it. So is there anyone in pain that we need to just, I want to pray for you right now. Because if there's something nagging, and maybe it's not even physical pain, maybe it is a physical pain that's going to make it hard for you to focus and receive, or maybe it's like a heart pain and you're going through something emotionally and you're really just hurting today. Anyone? Okay, I'm being obedient to ask, so praise the Lord. Last call? All right, praise the Lord.
A prayer needed.
Okay.
Because it's a burden in my heart.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's pray for that.
Yeah. Let me...
You can share. Yeah. If you want to share, that's fine.
Thank you, Lord. I need prayer from the church because what happened at my work that come into our cell, our group, there's a lot of confusing people. Confusing means... they do not know their identity, and suddenly we have like three or four from different shifts that come into my shift, my cell, and I think that, you know, it's a burden, you know, because they need to be set free. They need to have deliverance, and as you know that at work, it may not be that feasible to do it, but I believe that our church can go no boundary, no limit. We can pray as a church today, and you know, give me the Lord. You can do it all. You know, it's a burden. You know, when you come to that, especially when we talk about disciple making, when you cannot really reach out to the group that you are in, and that there is, you know, yeah, in big company, there is certain rule. But I know that in Jesus' name, it will break every rule that the company put in us. And my heart will be, you know, in a way, lift the burden up.
Amen.
Thank you. So
Amen.
Let's pray.
Let's pray. So extend your hands to her. And as I pray, let's just pray and believe that God's going to use her mightily through this Bible study at her work, and that these people will get saved and set free. And
yes.
Praise the Lord. So thank you, Father. I just thank you. Thank you for Rivka's boldness. Thank you for her willingness to be a servant of yours wherever she goes. And at work, Father, we just declare that territory, that place, Father, for your kingdom, for your glory. Thank you, God, that she is going in there with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you prepare the way, God. Clean the atmosphere, clean the place, God. And then when she goes in tomorrow, there's just a sweet aroma, a lingering presence of you. I thank you, God, for just releasing that burden from her now, God, that she can walk in complete confidence and peace, God, knowing that you love these people, God, and that are coming to the study. They're reaching out. They're coming, God. Praise the Lord. Thank you for it, God. Continue to just move on their hearts, God, as she shares the word, as your word of truth is declared, God, that the truth would just hit them, God. just repentance and conviction. It's such a gift from you, God. And we just pray and believe for their salvation, that they will submit their lives, bow their knee to the name of Jesus, and that they will get set free. And so we just thank you, God, for giving discernment and special sensitivity to Rivka, Father, and how she needs to, share with them and minister to them. Thank you for specific prophetic words, words of knowledge, God, that will just grab their attention that, hey, God is in this. God is in this place, and God is in her, and God is in this study. And so we thank you for just miracles breaking out, wonders breaking out, the shalom peace of God over Rivka. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. 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 Awesome. Praise the Lord. Yes. Okay.
All right, you know what? She heard from the Holy Spirit. I know there's people who could answer the call to what she just said. Are you hurting today? Are you sick today? Are you in need of healing today? I'm going to give you the word that goes with what she heard. It is Mark 3, and it says that Jesus was in the synagogue, and he went in there, and he said to the man with the shriveled hand, "Stand up in front of everyone." He put a comment out there that asked that man to take a step of action. So if that's you, stand up. Stand up. Because when he did that, when the man chose to listen to God and not worry about what anybody else thought about him, it says that Jesus spoke, and then he looked at them in anger at the Pharisees, deeply distressed, and then he said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." And immediately he was healed. So if it's the fear of man that keeps you from your healing today, it is not the fault of Jesus Christ. She heard that if you are in pain today, emotional, mental, physical, to stand up. Do you want it?
Amen. And it may be you're watching online, on social media, and if that's you, then type in, and those that are, moderating that will let us know. Respond. We will respond to that call. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, we're off script. Hallelujah. It's good. It's good to live off script with the Holy Spirit, right? Mm-hmm. Praise God. Here's a question. Do you believe that you are as perfect as Jesus?
No.
Okay, I heard lots of no's, and I heard some yeses from over here. Do you believe that you are as healed as Jesus is?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. The first question about perfect, that's hard for us to answer that, right? Yeah, we feel proud when we say, yeah, I'm as perfect as Jesus. But we're going to dive into this today and see what the word says, because let me tell you, the yeses were the correct answer that, I asked, do you feel, right? So it's not a feeling, but you are as healed as Jesus. You are as perfect as Jesus is. There's some caveats to that, and we'll jump in and explain what the Word of God says. Man, this is just, I love this. I love this message. It's so important for us to get this. So let's just pray right now and just center ourselves, open your heart to receive all that He has for you, because you can get healed as you're watching this online or here in the sanctuary. As just allow the word of God as we go through this today to just wash over you. And as you get your mind renewed, that can be just in one moment, or that can be also, it's a process, and it's a continuing endeavor. But healing can happen like that. And it can also be a process. And so, Father God, we just open our hearts to you. Oh, come, Holy Spirit. You are already here. And we adore you. We worship you. We lift you up and we magnify you today. You are Jehovah Rapha, the healer. I thank you, God, for taking my words and ministering powerfully to every heart and life. Thank you, Jesus, for this message, the truth of your word, settling deep, not just into our minds, but into our hearts, into into all of who we are so that we can receive, that our body can receive the manifestation of healing. And we thank you for it, God. You're the God of miracles. Do your thing today. And we praise you and we give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name, everybody said, amen. Amen. All right. Let's jump into the word. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Pay attention to what stands out to you. What do you learn from this verse when we look at it? It says, now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Does anything jump out at you there? I'm going to give you a clue. Three. Yes, spirit and soul and body. This verse is telling us here that we are three parts. There are three parts to our being. Spirit, our whole spirit, and soul and body. May the God of peace sanctify us completely, completely, all of our being. And all of our being consists of those three things, spirit and soul and body. So let's break this down a little bit. Body is the most easy one, right? Body, it's physical, it's tangible, you can see it, you can feel it. In our body, I can feel that I have clothes on me, right? I can feel the sense of touch is helping me get that information that I'm wearing a jacket and it's hitting right there at my wrist, right? I can feel if I have pain in my body. I can feel if I'm a little stiff. I can feel lots of things in my body, correct? It's you can see it and feel it, and it's the most obvious one, parts of us, I would say. The next part, soul, that is our mind, our will, and our emotions. I guess we're dealing with threes today, a lot of threes. So our soul is like what makes up our personality, some people say. Our mind, it's all that goes through our intellect, our logic. It's our will, my desire to do something, right? And our emotions. And also could be considered part of this, your conscience, right? Like what your conscience says that is right or wrong. The moral part of you is part of your soul, your personality. And the third part is our spirit. Now, this is the part that is a little bit more tricky because it can't be accessed. Our spirit can't be accessed in a natural way by like our physical five senses that we gather information from, right? Our spirit is what gives life to us. It's the core of who we are. So every person, whether they know Jesus or not, has a spirit, a human spirit. I point to my belly because that's kind of just where people say that the spirit is, right? It's the core of your being. And so when a person says yes to Jesus and they receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior, then the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, comes and kind of pours itself over, covers, and indwells, comes and lives inside our human spirit, our being, right? Does that make sense? Okay, and so it's through our spirit that God communicates with us. That makes it pretty important, right? He doesn't communicate just mind. Yes, we read the word and we process that with our mind, but there's a whole realm of the spirit world with which God communicates information to us. Not like this information, spirit information. There's a verse somewhere in the Bible that says, deep cries out to deep. I went digging into that one time years ago because I think it was in a song. And I was like, deep cries out to deep. Well, it's like the deep things of God, this God is spirit, right? To my spirit. Like there's connection there. There's communication there. So it's important that we understand that because Hello, if that's how I communicate and relate and interact with God, well, then I want to know more about that and how I do that. So we're three-part beings, spirit, soul, and body. Let's look at 2 Corinthians 5:17. It says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is passed away. Behold, the new has come. You've heard this verse before, probably most of you, right? This is good. Good news. So when this is talking about the rebirth, when you give your life, your heart to Jesus, you become a new creation. Yay! So I can get a different shaped nose. I can be better at math. God help me with math skills, you know? Like I can become a new creation, right? Wrong. No. But what are you saying? What's new then? If I can't trade in some part of my body and get a different part, right? That's not what becomes new. What becomes new when we're born again? The spirit part of us becomes new. We're a new creation. I get the Holy Spirit consuming, in living, indwelling in me, in my spirit. That's pretty awesome. Okay, I guess it's fine then that I don't get a new nose or something. Like, I'll make do with that, God. Praise the Lord. No, I'm making light up, but you know. Our physical body doesn't change like that when we receive Jesus. Our mind, our processing, our soul, all of the emotional part of us, that doesn't change like that when we receive Jesus. Our spirit does, however, and that's what this is referring to, 2 Corinthians 5:7, that the old man dies away, the old spirit, my human spirit, and it's Jesus that has dominion there. At least he's indwelling in there. The old has passed away, behold, the new has come. So this is a done deal. It's not a process. So on the inside, in my spirit, it's not that I have a little junior Holy Spirit and that I have to develop that or grow that. In my spirit, I am perfect. In my spirit, I am complete. I am as Jesus is. So is Jesus sick? No. So that means I'm like him. I'm healed. Is Jesus lacking some kind of mental capacity? Like, is he bad at math? Like, I'm bad at math? Maybe I shouldn't declare it like that, but no, he's not. And so he's smart, right? And he's wise. And so I am smart. Like, you've heard the scripture, I have the mind of Christ. Yes. Well, I may not have it up here, but I have it in spirit form. I have it in my spirit, right? I have healing in my spirit. I have the fullness of Christ, the word says. I'm getting ahead of my notes. In spirit form. I have it in my spirit, and that's some good news. Amen. So it's not a process. The spirit is complete, like Jesus is complete. It's a done deal. So it's not immature, right? It's not an undeveloped form in my spirit that I've got to work and strive and grow. In my spirit, it's done. The old has passed away. The new has come. Hallelujah. That's good news. That's cool. And concerning healing, you know, we're talking all of this in the context. You can apply it to different things, but in the context of healing, you have the resurrection, and I have the resurrection power of Jesus living on the inside of you. That's pretty amazing that Jesus died and came back and resurrected and now has given us the Holy Spirit. And I have all that same power, the dunamis power, that word comes from dynamite, right? I won't start, you know, doing sound effects and blowing stuff up, but that's where the word comes from. I have that kind of power on the inside of me. Amen. That's pretty amazing. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. That is so good. So it's not just life. Life is good. The life of Jesus, the abundant life. Resurrection life. When it looked bad and it looked dark and it looked like it was dead, it looked like Jesus was dead when he was dying on the cross and dead on the cross. Resurrection. It came back to life. It regenerated. That's the kind of power I have on the inside of me, in my spirit.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I hope this encourages somebody today.
Yes.
So John 6:63 says this. It says, it is the spirit who gives life. The flesh is no help at all. The words that I have spoken to you, they are spirit and they are life. So who gives life?
Spirit.
The spirit. Good. You guys got it. The spirit gives life. The flesh, that's part of one of the parts of my being, right? Body. That's referring to the flesh. It's no help at all. It's all comes through the Spirit of God. He's the one who gives life. God gives to us in the spirit realm, we already said, right? That is, it's through our spirit that that God communicates with us. So all of the life and power of God flows to me through my spirit. Wow. Cool, right? God's so amazing. He set it all up like this. So we can monitor and discern things from our physical, like body realm, and from our soulish realm, like our thoughts or our emotions. We're constantly throughout the day, we can like know how we're doing with emotions, with our heart. Oh, I'm feeling tired. That's maybe a more physical thing. Maybe that affects your emotions. So then I'm going to get grumpy or cranky, you know, whatever. The point is that we have an easy handle on what's happening in our body and in our soul, but it's a little bit more difficult for us to discern what's happening in our spirit, right? Because we don't have the same access. We can't access the spirit in that same physical, natural way. We can't discern the spirit realm except through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. Or I guess you could discern it through, this is kind of getting into deliverance class here, you could discern it through another spirit, and you don't want to go any other route except the Holy Spirit. We're going to stay on track following Jesus, right? He's the way, the truth, and the life. So except you can't access the spirit realm except through, for us in this context, the Holy Spirit. We're going to stick with the Holy Spirit. He's holy and worthy and true. So the Holy Spirit communicates, and he communicated the word of God to us. So how do I know then what's in my spirit? Because this verse back to John 6:63, it says, the words that I have spoken to you, they are spirit and life. So he spoke to us. He communicated the word of God to us that they are spirit and life. His words are what reveals the spirit realm to us. So, you know, just like I can't see my own face. I think I talked about this a few weeks ago. I can't see my own face. I can look in a mirror and I can see a reflection of my face. Hey, you know, but hey, beautiful, right? Hey, gorgeous. And like my hair salon, where I go to the hair salon in the bathroom, it has a big picture that says, hey, gorgeous. Anyways, we should talk nice to ourselves, right? So maybe I need to get a sign like that for my bathroom or something. I distracted myself with my own face. A reflection, right? So I can't see my own face. Have you ever tried to look at your own face, like not with a mirror? Impossible, right? Somebody's back there going, I won't name names. So you can't see your own face. Well, how do we see what's in our spirit? It's through the word of God, right? In metaphorically speaking, when we look into, we could like hold up the Bible here. I look into the word of God, which comes from the spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit. It's like for my spirit, it's like looking into a mirror because it reflects what I have in my spirit, the Word of God. And so, okay, I've been made a new creation. All things have passed away. The new has come. Like, what does that mean? What are my benefits from the new? What do I have? Well, this, the Word of God, is what communicates to us. It's a perfect reflection of all that we have in our spirits. Because the Word has been spoken to us, and it is spirit, and it is life. And the Word says it's life and healing to all our flesh. Wow. That's awesome. The Word of God, it's powerful. So we look to the Word of God to see who we are in the Spirit and what we are in the Spirit and what we have in the Spirit. Colossians 2, 9 through 10, it says, "For in him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily, and you have been filled in him who is the head of all rule and authority." Later, like, this week, you can read the rest of that of Colossians 2 because it is awesome. And it's like part of my favorite part of scripture. But we'll just stop there. So in him, we've received his fullness. The fullness of God dwells in you. You have been filled to overflowing. He is Christ, the head, the rule over everything. And you have been brought to that same fullness because if you've received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then he lives inside of you. And you are whole and you are complete. So that means I have what he has. Does Jesus have cancer? No. Does he have autoimmune disorder? No. Does he have name any other diagnosis or disease or illness or weakness, infirmity, lack? Does he have it? No. And this says, I have been brought to fullness of God. I have been filled in him. He's the head over everything. So I am as healed. This goes back to the question that we started with. Are you as healed as Jesus is, or are you as perfect as Jesus is? Now you have scriptural reference. Yes, I am, right? Because Colossians 2, 9 and 10, and there's many other scriptures I'm sure that we could find that say that same thing. I am as healed and as wise and as perfect as Jesus is in my spirit. I have that all. He is head over every power and authority, and what he says goes. And he says this, right? So praise God. So I'll just repeat this, make sure we're getting this. When we're born again, our mind and our body didn't change. It didn't instantly change like that. Our spirit is perfect. That was the part of us that was made new by Jesus, by the Holy Spirit, right? But we've got to get this, this perfectness, this fullness that I have in my spirit. Okay, but you know, I'm dealing with a pain in my body, or I'm dealing with this diagnosis or whatever. So how do I get the perfectness, the fullness of God that lives inside of me? You say it's inside of me, but it's not affecting yet my body. Like, how do I get it over so that I can function the way he made me to function, right? That's for somebody who has elbow pain or knee pain. Okay, did you pick up on that? So, because, okay, I have it, but like, I'm not yet something, there's like a dichotomy, like a gap there, right? Help me understand this. Like, I want to experience it. I want to walk in healing. I want to say that, yes, it is mine. Well, remember, we have it in our spirit. So therefore we can say, I am healed by Jesus' stripes, because that's what this says. That is the truth that I have, right? This reflects what I have in my spirit. So if you're doubting what you have, or you find yourself speaking negatively or not against, or against speaking against what this says, get in here. This is how you build your faith to what you already have, to what you have already been given. So, because we have this supernatural, miraculous healing on the inside of us. It's like, Has anybody ever seen like a vault of a bank? It's like locked away there. Anybody ever worked for a bank? Not I. But, you know, I can imagine what that vault looks like. And nobody sees it. You go into the bank, you don't see the vault. They don't just show anybody that, right? It's locked away. It's in a different compartment than, and they might say to you, well, we don't have enough bills if you're trying to withdraw, you know, make a big withdrawal. Well, we don't have enough bills. Well, yes, you do. It's probably in your vault, you know? It's locked away. It's not, they're, you know, probably have a quota or whatever. Their rules are, they're not going to give it away to you. It's in a different vault. Well, God says, I'll give it away to you. You have it. But how do we get it over into the physical realm so that we can experience the manifestation of that? That's the question. That's what we're going to dig into. Because this is through the renewing of your mind, right? So we talked about the three parts, the spirit, soul, and body. If it's in my spirit, it has to, and you can go ahead and put that picture up for me. It has to go through my mind. I've got to get my mind renewed to what the word says I already have in my spirit so that it can flow out to my body. So as if your spirit is on this side, we said the perfectness of Christ, the fullness of Christ is in me, in us as born again believers. So we've got spirit on this side, we've got body on this side, and in the middle is a valve, like a water valve, right? And in the middle, it's got to go through my mind. That's the bridge. And so I have to get my mind renewed and in line with what I have in my spirit in order for this perfectness, in order for the fullness of Christ to, it's got to go through here to be able to flow out. And when we really walk believing and have our minds renewed, that means being restored, then to the original design, the original intent, then my body will begin to experience that. And that's really awesome. We need to get our minds wrapped around what our spirit has. And we do that through building faith. We have to learn how faith works and cooperate with it. Because in the spirit realm, what's locked away in the vault there, God's not withholding it from us. He wants us to experience that. He wants that to come out and be, you know, manifest in our body. But we've got to believe him. We've got to say, yes, okay, you say that by your stripes I am healed, then I am healed. And I've got to really let that sink down from my mind to my heart, and so that it changes the way I talk, it changes the way I think, it changes who I am, and then my body begins to line up to that. We've got to draw out the supernatural, God-given faith, perfectness that was already given to us at the time of salvation. Like, we already have it. Ha! We already have it. Like, I'm already healed. Lay hands on your mind, everybody. Put your hand on your head. Say, I am healed. Now, mind. Believe it. Jesus. Now, put your hand on your heart. I am healed. I get that in my heart. So then you got to do your part to do that. Jesus did his part. He did the hard part, dying on the cross. He made it all available to us. He stripped the powers of darkness, the principalities away. He took away the root of sin, right? And so if he cut off the root of sin by pouring his blood on us and saying, I forgive them, I heal them, by his act of his sacrifice on the cross, then we already have it. We just need to know that we have it. We just need to know what he did. And we have to believe that, line ourselves up to that, and walk in that. You don't need more faith. You've already got perfect faith. right? Sometimes we pray for the wrong thing because you already have it. We just got to get this in line. This is the bridge that it has to cross over. And it's a little tricky sometimes. But mind, you get in line. Hey, that kind of rhymes, sort of. Mind, you get in line. Ephesians 1, 15 through 18. These are, you can star this in your Bible or on your smartphone. This is Paul praying here. And you see that as he's praying this, you can pray this over yourself. You can pray this over loved ones. Paul isn't praying for something new, but he's praying for a revelation of what we already have in him. Let's look at it. It says, for this reason, this is Ephesians 1, 15 through 18. For this reason, because I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints, I do not cease to give thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, having the eyes of your heart enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to which he has called you. What are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints? So do you see that? When you look at those words and you hear those words, he isn't praying for something new. He's praying, God, open their eyes so that they would have the spirit of wisdom and revelation, like, ding, ah, I already have it. Wow, of all that we have in him, how rich we are in him, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints. We've got to know what we have for it to really be valuable for us, right? Because I could have money like this in my pocket. Ooh, it's a 20. Don't you love when you pull, you know, a jacket or something out of your closet that you haven't worn in a while and you find money in there? Yes. Isn't that fun? Well, but if you don't know it's there, until you know it's there, it's not valuable to you, right? But I just discovered I have a 20. I planted it before. It's okay. But for the sake of the illustration, I have it. Now it's valuable to me. So when Sister So-and-so asked me, hey, do you want to go out and have a coffee? Let's have some fellowship. And we're going to invite Sister Not Yet Saved. And we're going to share the gospel or do whatever with her and have fellowship. Then now I can go because, yay, I had this. Before I didn't know what I even had. So she may have invited and I said, well, I can't go unless you pay for me. But nobody wants to say that, right? Because that sounds manipulating and whatever. So, but it becomes valuable to you when you know what you have. So we've got to know what we have. Well, how do we know what we have in our spirit?
In the Word.
It's in the Word of God. We've got to meditate on it. Did you ever try sleeping on your Bible? Does that work, anybody?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you can play it all night, too. You can... I don't know. I don't, you know, like the, is it the Orthodox that wear it, you know, the little boxes and have all the little things. Really the best recommended way is just to open it and read it. It's okay. And get it and meditate on it, chew on it like a cow. Just, you know, chews on, sorry. I'm just, okay. You get it. Okay. Praise the Lord. Just get it in your heart. Get it in your Amen. Mind so that it gets in your heart what you have, what belongs to you. It's important for us to be aware of all the divine health because Jesus isn't sick. God's not sick in heaven, right? So then why should I be? Jesus already carried it on the cross. He took care of, like I said, the root of sin, death, he took that away because he resurrected into new life. And so the fruit of that is sickness, right? So if the root is cut off, then the fruit can't grow, right? Like on a plant, when you cut the root, then it can't grow anymore. Jesus did all of the necessary legal arrangement so that we could be totally free, set free by his blood. Hallelujah. So, but we've got to know what we have in the spirit realm. So in the Ephesians 1 passage, we left off at after 18. Let's carry on and look at verse 19. It says, and remember the phrase before it says, that you may know, that you may know what is the immeasurable greatness of his power toward us who believe. His power is so great that you can't even measure it. That's a heck of a lot of power, right? According to the working of his great might that he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above, everybody say far above, all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. So that's awesome. You have the same power on the inside of you that raised Jesus from the grave, from the dead. That's a good place, yeah, to woo, cheer it up.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That is some good news. I won't embarrass my son, who maybe he already fell asleep. I don't know, doing silly dances up here. But we have to have the knowledge from the Word of God and let that sink into understanding of what we have and let that become revelation, like rhema word, not just what it says written on the page, which is the logos word, but let that knowledge become understanding to me, which then becomes when God breathes life on it, when I'm reading and meditating the word, that's his rhema word and it comes alive. And that's how you really get it on the inside, that I am healed because Jesus is healed and his wholeness and fullness is living on the inside of me. And there is nothing that can hold me down. So sickness and disease, go that way. Stage right. And I don't mean maybe. And anything else goes that way. And I don't mean maybe. And you kick it out. And because when you really get that on the inside of you, of what you already have, let it out. Let it out. Praise the Lord. Okay. I always have a hard time saying this in English because Philemon, is that right? Did I say it right?
Philemon.
The book of Philemon. Okay. In Spanish, it's Filemon. Isn't that fun? Philemon. So I always look at that and I want to say it the wrong way. Philemon. I don't even think I knew how to say it in English. I probably learned it in Spanish first. Philemon 1:6. See, I have to think about it every time. It says, and I pray that the sharing of your faith may become effective for the full knowledge of every good thing that is in us for the sake of Christ. Say what now? There's a lot of words. So this is not about us praying and getting more or begging God to touch you, but it's about acknowledging, knowing, understanding what we already have. That the sharing of our faith, right? Like the release of our faith, the communication of our faith may become effectual, some versions say effectual or effective, for everything that I already have as a believer in Jesus, what belongs to me? Because I'm an heir of Christ, it says in Ephesians 1, I think, right? I've inherited everything from him. So the release of my faith or the release of power, it becomes a done deal, like effective to me by recognizing what I already have. So there's a shift then that can happen for instead of begging God, heal me, please touch my body, to I already have it. I'm healed by Jesus' stripes, and getting my mind around that, getting my mind to believe that and line up with that truth that it says what I have in my spirit. Praise the Lord. That changes everything, but we've got to have that full knowledge of what we have in our spirits. Our mind is the key. Our mind is the key, and renewing our mind is so important. Renewal means the restoration or repair of something that is worn out or broken. So, mind, you get renewed, but I've got to do the work for that. Right? I've got to do that. Romans 12:2 says this. It says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. So we could go by the pattern of this world, we'd be conformed, like put into a mold of this world that says, oh, it's flu season. Well, I'm going to get the flu. No, don't be conformed to that mold. Don't be conformed to what the world says, that my grandma and my great-grandmother and my mother all had this illness, so I'm going to have it too. No, that would be being conformed to what the world says. No, no, no. But be transformed. It's the same word. It's metamorpho, which, you know, it sounds like metamorphosis. What do you think of when I say that? Right? Like a little worm, the little caterpillar that goes into a cocoon, goes into the darkness, and turns into a beautiful butterfly. That's what we need to do with our minds. Get our minds renewed to what we have in the spirit so that we can be like a beautiful butterfly and be transformed into the being of abundant life that Jesus died to give me. Because his word says that when I was born again, that all the old, all the dead things have passed away and the new has come. Well, I want to be that new, beautiful butterfly. I want to be transformed. And I have to do that. I have to do that. God can't do that part for me. I have to get my mind renewed, like the valve, the water valve. Every time you're in the word, you're meditating. It's like that old creaky valve that doesn't budge, right? Your mind is like working it out. Keep working it. Keep declaring what the word says that you already have. Keep declaring that by his stripes, I am healed. Keep declaring Psalm 103 that praise the Lord, all my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases. All my diseases are healed. All my sins are forgiven. There is no root or fruit. Sin, sickness, death, disease, it's all cut up. It's all gone. So therefore, I am healed. But I got to get it here. I got to get my mind in line with that. Mind, get in line. That's good. Say that to yourself a lot this week. Mind, get in line. Okay, Proverbs 23, verse 7 says, "For as he thinks in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, he says to you, but his heart is not with you." That first part of the verse of Proverbs 23, verse 7, "For as he thinks in his heart, so is he." That is so powerful. I remember that eons ago, it seems like, in the Healing Masterclass, them talking about, and I think that verse has been repeated a lot in that course about healing. Like, your life is going the way of your dominant thoughts. Like, a current goes down a stream by the flow of the river, by the current, is just going to push it that way. So if I'm thinking, I'm tired all the time, I'm just tired, then my life is going to go, just be carried in that flow of, I'm tired. Well, I'm just tired. That's something that I struggled with. That's why I used to use that example. But however we think of ourselves, that's the way we're going to go, as it says there. For as he thinks in his heart, so is he. Wait a second. Think. Which part of us, of the three parts of our being, spirit, soul, body, which one does that have to do with? Think. Which one of those parts? Soul, right. The mind, right? Soul is the mind, the will, and the emotions. As he thinks in his heart, how do I think in my heart about myself? Do I think about myself lined up to this, or is it different? If it's different, get your mind renewed. You lazy one, I'm telling myself. You lazy thing, get in the Word of God. Read it and get your mind renewed on it and believe it, right? Because if we're thinking wrong, we're going to get wrong results. Yeah. And we might even say, I'm healed, but you don't really believe it. You don't really believe it. Well, get in here. Dig into the Word of God. Let it sink into your heart. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the Word of God. That second part, hearing the Word of God, it's the rhema, revelation, God breathing life on it. You have to start with the logos. You have to start with what's written down and let the Holy Spirit ask him to speak to you. Ask him to bring you revelation, to show you something that you've never seen before, to give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation. That scripture passage that we read in Ephesians 1:15-18. Read that before you sit down to study and meditate on the word and put your name in there and say, I'm going to get it. I have it. God, show me. Give me a spirit of wisdom and revelation that I may know you better, all that I have. I want to know what I have. Help me renew my mind. Help me renew my mind. That's our part. We've got to do it. We've got to be intentional about it. The power of God is voice activated. This is the other part of, like, will you put the picture of the water valve back up here? How do we get that flowing? Okay, I'm meditating on the word. I'm knowing what's in my spirit. I'm getting my mind renewed. So the power of God is voice activated. One of the parts that's important to have this be flowing out to affect our body is right? Renewing our mind, but then speaking it out. And that's all a function of the mind. That's all a function of the soul, right? And we're involving our body in that already. Body, you're going to get in line. So you're going to speak this truth and believe it with faith in your heart. Because your words are the key that unleash the power of God. So as you renew your mind, speak what the word says that you have in faith. Proverbs 18:21, we've heard this probably a lot of times, right? Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. So instead of, and this is where the challenge is, instead of speaking what you feel or what you see, speak what the word says you have. God, you say, I'm not feeling it today, but you say that I'm healed. You say that I'm as healed as you are, that I'm perfect, as perfect as you are. So I'm going to release your power through your words. Your words are spirit and life, and they're healing to all my flesh. I'm going to release those words, and I expect something to happen, right? Death and life are in the power of the tongue. I want to eat that fruit of the power of God. And so speak to the mountain, the obstacle, the sickness. Tell it to go. Tell it to move. You have authority to do it. You have authority over your own body, right? Like we said, as he thinks in his heart, so is he. Don't let those thoughts just trample over you and plaster you down. Rise up to what you have in your spirit and speak it out. Release from your mouth what you have in the spirit and tell that darn mountain, you flatten, you be low in Jesus' name. There's a song about that, I think. God gave us the keys, right? But if we don't use them, again, it's similar to like the $20 bill. I could have a whole thing of keys in here that I have keys to my healing, but if I'm not using them, I don't know that I have them, or I know that I have them, but they're just jingle jangling in my pocket, then it's not going to unlock the door for me. It's not going to do what the key was meant to do until I work it, till I use it. So speak the truth. We don't need to any longer say, oh God, please heal me. Please come and touch me. Please heal me. He already did it. Thank you, Jesus. So instead, if you really believe that he already did it, it's thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your healing, or my healing that you already paid for on the cross. Thank you that I already have it in my spirit. I'm totally well. I'm totally healed. Thank you. So there's such a big shift. Do you see how the shift happens? Because it's not, oh God, I'm hanging on with a thread. You got to come and touch me. You got to heal me. He's like, I already did it. I already sent Jesus. He already died on the cross for you. His blood was poured out over 2,000 years ago, right? So it's that shift of, thank you, Jesus, I'm healed. I have it in my spirit. Mind, get in line, right? Mind, get in line to that truth and speak it out. We start from then, when we have that shift and we understand, then we start from who we are, that I am a daughter of God and I'm seated in the heavenly places. And there's no sickness in heaven,
amen.
Right? And the power of God lives on the inside of me. So I can be confident in that and speak that out about who I am and what I have. And it's all in here. If you're not sure, get in here. Get in here because it'll tell you. I don't want to miss what God has for me. I don't want to leave on the table what he has for me. John 10:10 says that Jesus came, that the thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Jesus came to give us life, an abundant life. I don't want to leave any piece of that abundant life on the table. I was listening to a podcast and a minister was sharing that she thinks and prays this every day. And I thought it was like, wow, that's really great. I guess I don't think about that a whole lot, but it's a great a thought that she has every day that when she meets Jesus in heaven, that she will hear, of course, you know, well done, good and faithful servant. The storehouse, my storehouse for you is empty. Look at it. You took everything. You walked into everything I had for you. The body part, you know, the new elbow, whatever muscle that you needed, you got it because you believed, you lined up. The new job and the calling and the ministry that I had for you, you walked into it. The storehouse is now empty. I want to walk into an empty storehouse. Wouldn't it be sad if you get to heaven and he's like, shows you all the things that you missed? Yeah. Oh my gosh, that would be sad. That would grieve me. Like, oh my gosh, he had all this good stuff for me. He had a new hip for me, or he had a new whatever, body parts and callings and things. And well, what are you going to say? I was too scared. I was too scared to believe that. It's all there for us. Let's receive every single thing because it's already been given to us. We have it all. I don't want to leave it there. I don't want to see it on the shelves of the storehouse in heaven. I want empty shelves that he says, good job. You walked into all my plan. You walked into the destiny. You walked in the healing that I died terrible death to give you. And you were able to enjoy it. Not just now in heaven in the by and by, but now on earth, this physical material earth now. Let's live like that. Let's live like that. All right. We just got to get the mind in line, don't we? Line up. Our mindset should then not, or it should be to not accept any sickness, any weakness, any lack, because he paid the price for it. He was, you know, he defeated death. He resurrected from the grave. It's got to go. And so it's up to us with our words, with our mind, to believe the word of God, get our mind renewed and speak that out. And then when, you know, a diagnosis, no, that's not true. That's not who I really am. The word says this. This is who I am. And it's not that we're, you know, sometimes people think that, well, that's a lie. You're telling a lie because you really do have this diagnosis or something. This is more true. This is more real than anything, what I have. I'm just not allowing that sickness to dominate me because Jesus says that he already took it for me. He already bore it for me. So it's not that I'm lying. I'm reverting to the real truth, the truest truth that's here. Right? And I don't want that sickness to dominate me, so it can't. And we reject that by the power and authority that he gives us to do that. Amen. Amen. All right. Praise the Lord. Let's do some confessions. Why don't you stand up for a second? You've been sitting for a while. Did this help somebody? I hope it did. Yes. Praise God. It's basic foundational teaching, but it's so important. And sometimes we miss this part and we just think that healing is, you know, yeah, it has to do with our physical body, but healing is in our spirit first. I don't think I got that. The day that Tanya got it and she called me or told me, it's in our spirit, it's in our spirit. I'm like, yeah, right, but it's body, I don't know. And yeah, but like that came a little later for me, slow cooker. It's okay if you're a slow cooker. Good results happen with a slow cooker over time, right? It's okay. Keep going. Just don't give up. Keep going. Keep putting in the word of God. So healing is in your spirit first, goes through your mind and flows out to affect my body. Oh, look at that. It's functioning. I have without pain. So silly. Praise God. Okay, what are our confessions? Can you repeat this after me? I'll try to keep these short phrases. Let's just start with mind.
Mind.
Get in line.
Get in line.
Mind, get in line.
Mind, get in line.
I receive what I have from my spirit.
I receive what I have from my spirit.
In the spirit, I am as complete.
In the spirit, I am
as complete. And as healed as Jesus is. I already have the resurrection power of Christ living in me.
I already have the resurrection power of Christ living in me.
I have divine health.
I have healing inside of me.
I am healed by Jesus' stripes.
Healing belongs to me.
No one can take healing away from me. And I'll just say a side note. You would have to relinquish that to the devil. When you start lining up with the opposite of this, then that's when you are the one that could get, you know, let healing go away. You could relinquish that to the devil if you line up to the lies. So no one can take healing away from me.
I renew my mind day by day.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For the manifestation of my healing.
Coming to my body.
Because healing is mine. Okay, now act like you really believe that, all that we just said, and just thank him for it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we thank you, God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We're so grateful for who you are, for being our, not only our Savior, but for being our healer, God. Thank you, Jesus. Many of us have already received you as our Lord and as our Savior, but maybe you haven't received him as your healer. Let's receive him if you have never done this. Let's receive him as your healer today, because he already, as much as your sins are forgiven, your body is healed. He already took care of it. So Lord, you can just repeat this. Lord, I receive you today as my healer.
As much as you have forgiven my
sins, you have healed all my diseases.
You bore my pain for me.
You took it away on the cross.
I don't have to carry it anymore.
Thank you, Jesus,
for washing me clean.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. We are in awe of who you are. We're so grateful. We're so blessed to be your children, to be the healed ones, that you deposited all of your fullness in us, in the spirit. The old has passed away. The new has come. Thank you, God, that the flesh accounts for nothing, but your spirit, it's everything to us. Your spirit is what brings life to us. It's your word that is spirit and life to us. Your word is life and healing to all our flesh. Thank you, God, that you made a way for us to walk into healing, that we can experience it in our body because we already have it in our spirits. Thank you for helping us do our part. God, give us a burning to run to your word, with intention, to be intentional about seeking out your word and knowing and getting it in our hearts and meditating on what we already have in our spirits, that we truly are healed by your stripes. But let us do our part so that we can line up with you, God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We thank you for it. Thank you, Lord. What are you focusing on? That's the question. What are you focusing on? Are you focusing on what you have in the flesh? Because the word says that accounts for nothing. I know it's hard when you're in pain, but put that aside and focus on what is in your spirit. The word of truth, what he says you already have, what he says that you are healed. Put that the physical stuff aside and say, God, I am not, I'm not leaving here until I experience your truth, God. I do my part to get my mind renewed so that I can experience it in my body, what you say that I have. I thank you for that, God. Help us to focus, Holy Spirit, on your truth, not in any information from our physical senses, because that leads us astray. Thank you, God, that we can do our part. And it is possible, God, that we can get our minds renewed. Help us as we endeavor to do that, God, and to put distractions aside in Jesus' name. And I just lift up anyone that's watching on social media right now. And I just thank you for the blood of Jesus covering their hearts and minds in Jesus' name. Where you are weak, he is strong. I feel like somebody says, yeah, but I have such a struggle in my mind. I can't really get there. I can't really do what you're saying, Pastor Sarah, because I just get so distracted, or I have like attention issues or something that there, you know, that prevents me from even reading the word or staying focused on it. Well, I speak healing to your mind in Jesus' name, that the power of God does live on the inside of you. And the Spirit of God, the same one that rose Jesus from the grave, helps you. He is your strength to help you renew your mind, to help you read the word, to help you listen to the word and take it in. So blessing to you, strength and power to you in the name of Jesus. When you are weak, call on the name of Jesus. He is a strong tower. He's your refuge. Thank you, Lord, for helping them where they are weak and letting it come to fruition, all that you say that we can have. Bless them this week in Jesus' mighty name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. All right, you can have a seat. If you came for prayer today, or if you have pain, or you identified with something that I was saying and you'd like prayer, or like us to agree with you, please come on up. And also, this isn't just for body pain or body things, but heart healing, if you need that too. Jesus has and is walking me through a process of that. And it's just as important as our body, because emotional healing, it's necessary for us to walk well and walk forward and really walk following Jesus. Don't let there be a stone, a hindrance to your walk with him.
Thanks for listening to this episode of My Father's House podcast. We hope you'll subscribe to hear our latest updates. My Father's House is a non-denominational Christian church located at 5712 Bass Road in Fort Wayne, Indiana. We invite you to visit us by checking schedule information at mfhfw.org. At our website, you can also support the work of My Father's House with your tax-deductible donation. We pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers.